This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
He enjoyed it so much he went mad.
Information is free.
The law.
There is...
It's hump day, which means the week's almost over. It also means we're going
completely mad.
Why is it called Mad Wednesday?
Because it's Michael and Dean.
Right, I don't get it.
Michael and Dean.
Mad Wednesday with Michael and Dean.
Are you mad?
I still don't get it.
Well, we can't all be smart and pretty.
You're on Mad Wednesday with Abril and Dean, but we're not alone in the studio.
We've got
international guests with us. Please give it up for Gavin and Greg from Trainspotting Live.
Yeah. So very excited.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
How are you doing, fellas?
We're great.
Excellent.
Having an absolute ball. Happy to be in Melbourne.
You're having a good time? Well, I hear it's your birthday as well.
It is my birthday. Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thanks,
you've got it all going on. Now, you guys open tonight, don't you?
Yeah, in 2 hours.
In 2 hours.
Yeah, 2 hours.
Well, you know,
pretty sure.
So we're glad you've come to join us. Now, you've been not only performing this all around the UK, but also you've just been in Adelaide doing it.
Yeah.
What's it like? I mean, taking the work and putting it on, because it's pretty intense. Trainspotting.
Yeah,
I mean, I've only seen the film and I've read bits of
the
stories, and yeah, like, it's pretty intense.
Yeah, it's taxing and it is challenging, but we love it. That's why we're still here. I mean, like...
How long have you been doing it?
Yeah, so we're on, 580 shows now?
Wow.
We're so close. We're going to hit 600 in Melbourne, which is quite exciting.
Oh, wow. Which night is your 600?
Oh, it's not worked out. I haven't even worked out.
Got to count, right?
Sometime
right.
Next week.
Math.
Sometimes math. We do 3 shows a night. Sometimes we do 1 show a night, so it's a bit mad.
Oh, wow.
There's a lot of mathematics involved, and I just don't have that brain whatsoever.
There are phones and computers for that calculation.
Yeah.
So you've been doing it all around the world now. So how was your run in Adelaide?
Do you know what? Adelaide was great fun.
It was really good. It was
like a small Edinburgh festival, which was lovely. And we were there for 4 weeks. So I feel like we've definitely done Adelaide. We've done Adelaide to the day.
There's only so many streets and there's one tram line as well, I think.
Yeah, we were on a pretty interesting street in Adelaide, especially for Trainspotting. Like, it was very, very fitting.
Well, yeah.
But yeah, I had a great time and I'm looking forward to see what Melbourne has in store for us.
Well, you're performing at 45 Downstairs, so that's a completely different... You've got to kind of rough that space up a little bit.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, the venue's wicked. I mean,
it's fantastic.
We just finished our tech rehearsal and then came straight here. So
it's just brilliant.
You know, even the floor, it's this old, like... varnished wooden floor that just looks like it's got stories to tell. And
so you kind of just rocked up today, went right, sorted out your tech, diving in, and then
it was the most relaxed text ever. Because obviously we've just come from Adelaide, so it's a bit.
Yeah.
So it's a lot more relaxed. We open tonight, and we're. I don't know. It's you can do as much tech as you want, but once until the audience come in, especially doing an immersive show, it's you guys come in.
It's got to be a little handy that like Trainspotting 2. Has come out in cinemas just to help
bring it back into the
raise.
Oh, we've had all the luck, I think.
Yeah, I feel like we bounce off each other. I mean, because when we did a season in London late last year, and on the day of our preview in London, coincidentally, the trailer came out for T2.
Wow.
So I was thinking, right?
And we were doing an Edinburgh 20th anniversary. We just chose the perfect time to do Trainspotting, basically, because every year something's happened.
We're always in conversation with Urban Welsh as well, who's just been so supportive of the show.
Well, I mean, there was the quote I was reading that he was saying, this is frigging, I can't say the word. It's frigging, just intense, and he'd actually, he's like, I've written it, and I just was blown away by it.
Yeah, do you know what, it was great, he gave us a quote recently, which is unbelievable. He says, Trainspotting Live, in my opinion, is the best way to witness Trainspotting now. Not the book, not the film. He said, because he's come to see it and he's been so supportive. He doesn't have
to. It takes it to a whole other level, doesn't it?
Do you know what? It's just like, we love the book. And so we sort of based it, because the book came out and the play came out a year later and then the film came out. And I think we're somewhere in the middle, aren't we? We're sort of closer to the book, but which I think he probably appreciated as well.
And how close is he in the creative process, or is it just more of a...
it was just support, just absolute support.
That's brilliant.
Just being so open to us having his work, which was just
Mad Wednesday with Michael and Dean.
Completely. I hit that. Oops.
you went too soon, Dean.
Said it awesome.
I prematurely hit that. here's the other interesting thing that I was reading, where audiences should not wear white when they come and see the show.
It's not advisable.
It's not advisable to wear white. Well, there's a little bit of...
I mean, like, just come and be prepared. Have an open mind. Be ready to have some fun.
I mean, like it's a comedy festival. You're coming to see an immersive Trainspotting show, which is... It's a dark comedy. It's a lot of fun. You're not going to come here and be... It's not like you're going to be uncomfortable in terms of, like, oh, God, they've made me embarrassed. Or you're going to come along and have a good night. You're
I mean, it's Trainspotting, so you already know what you're in for.
Do you know what I mean? You're never going to be more embarrassed than us. Like, Gavin's waking up naked, covered in his own mess, or I'm sitting on a couch. Absolutely, we're both stark naked at one point, doing embarrassing. You know, we go through it together.
You guys have certainly piqued my interest. I want to hear a little bit more after
stark.
That.
To the Batmobile, let's go.
And we're joined in the studio by Gavin Ross and Greg Esplin from Trainspotting Live,
Hello.
Fellas. Now you were saying that people sometimes think that they're coming to see a show about trains.
Yeah,
unbelievably. Yeah. Yes, they
did. You've actually had like it's like.
It reacts. Oh God. It can go either one or two ways. Most of the time, like, they've never heard of it, and then they just watch it, and then they're like, okay, well, yeah, cool. I'm going to go watch the film or read the book now. And
I just find it funny that there's people that haven't heard of it.
Do you know what? We had this lovely old couple walk in during the...
I mean, I guess the older. Yeah.
The show starts off with this crazy 50-minute rave. Instead of a ticket, you get a glow stick. You come in, we have a big rave together, and the show kicks off. And, and they sat down for the whole rave, which was lovely. They came in and they could pull one of the stewards over and was like, what's this show about? Is it about trains? They're like, no, it's about, you know, heroin addicts in the 1980s. And they're like, okay. And they just got up and wandered off quite happily. Like, oh, my own mistake. It was really cute. And it was, I mean, most people you assume know what Trainspotting's about.
And then there was like an older gentleman came to see it by himself, had no idea what it was, sat through, watched the entire thing, and he loved it. So,
well, why wouldn't you?
Yeah. And he must have been about 80. I mean, this was an older gentleman, he's about 80 odd.
Yeah.
And he loved it, and it was so nice. It's really nice.
There we go. Trainspotting's fun for the whole family.
Yeah, for all ages.
16 plus.
16 plus.
16 plus. 16 plus. 16 plus. But, you know, go up as old as you want.
That's
from there.
So
here's the thing. I mean, we're talking about how you do get in the audience faces, and it's got that interactive element to it. Was that ever weird for you guys when you were first starting it out?
Well, we were no stranger to immersive theatre because Greg started the company In Your Face Theatre. And then
it says it in the name, really, doesn't it?
Really, when you say In Your Face Theatre is the name of the company, you really have to live up to that moniker. So we started off doing immersive shows, and then we decided to do Trainspotting.
Yeah, the idea, I guess, was when I started it, it was like, I love doing theatre, but sometimes I just got so bored.
Yeah, the connection.
Yeah.
I'm like, people are paying for a ticket to come see us, then why not use them? Why not tell them the story rather than look over their head?
Because the audience is just as much a part of it.
Yeah,
exactly.
Let them be part of it.
You know, if you're going to ignore them, it just feels so pointless sitting on a stage and speaking over people when you could actually just look at them and sometimes grab them, and I'm just like, that's what we're
doing. I would love that.
The audience is integral to our show.
Yeah.
Like, we it's all good rehearsing it. We can rehearse it as many times as we want, but it's not the same show as
adds the variables. It's interesting.
Because we try not to invite a lot of people along to dress rehearsal because they're a bit like, oh, I didn't really get that. I was like, because there was supposed to be 10 people there, but there was no one.
And also, like, it helps keep it fresh. Every night's different. So we always play off the crowd's energy. That's why 580 shows were still here.
Yeah.
And what's probably been the most bizarre reaction or interaction you've had during a show?
So many.
People trying to punch actors, people trying to kiss actors.
That's mostly in Edinburgh, though, because, you know, it's Trainspotting, it's the Edinburgh Festival.
Has anyone ever tried to punch and kiss you at the same time?
I get a few bump grabs.
Saturday night in Melbourne.
A lot of the old ladies who, like, when I'm crawling around, giving me grope in my bum. We'll say it now, there's a lot of nudity and there's a lot of crawling
around.
There's
a lot of grabbing.
People.
It's like, keep your hands to yourself.
gonna have to get the girls and go along, I think.
Absolutely.
Come along. I left the show once and someone had left a note and it was just...
My phone number.
It was a phone number and it also says, I don't want to spoil too much, but I loved the part when you injected a certain body part. You know, I have to inject a certain body part on stage. And that was I loved the part when you done that. number, call me, kiss.
Oh my god!
Like, wow. You don't get that in theatre, do you?
No, you don't. I love the part where you insert a certain body part. Like now, if that's not a reason to come along and see what's going on, I don't know what it is. Guys, thank you so much for coming along and joining
us.
Well, why wouldn't you go and see? Check out Trainspotting Live. It's on at 45 downstairs. It's from the 22nd of March, which is today.
Yeah.
All the way till Thursday, the 13th of April. You've got shows on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, every day but Monday. You can book your tickets at 45downstairs.com or trainspottinglive.com. Why wouldn't you want to go and check it out? Why guys, not? I can't wait to go and see it.
We'll
thanks
see
a lot. Can't for coming and joining us.
Thank you.
Mad Wednesday, where Michael and Dean talk about their showbiz past.
So I was the Young Talent Time kid, you know.
You know I was on that show.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Yeah, which part of the audience?
Mad Wednesday, driving you home.
But you are so very, really funny, and that was good.
I know.
Good night, everybody.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.